Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He
has a miracle. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah. Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken head. you, Lord. Oh, we can work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
Come on, let's give God some praise on this morning.
Come on,
open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are. Hallelujah. Come on, enter in with all faith, believing, and trusting God for a mighty move in your life this day, even right now, while we're still praying, believing that God is already working things out, because he's all-knowing, all-seeing, everywhere, God. He's a God that is able. He's a God that lives. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you remembered us and on us today, oh God, and that you called us to live, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece up, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank that we're body able and stable, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you raised up, oh God, and clothed us in our right mind, and we know who we are, whose we are, and where we are today. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we trust you for a mighty move in our life and those in our family, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would just touch right now, touch and heal, touch and deliver, touch and set all free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you'll be a God of surround. So Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene even right now and turn every situation around for our good and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Oh, Lord, let there be no delay in the turnaround. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, God, this morning. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we decree and declare this morning that every need is met. Amen. We decree and declare your goodness operating through and about us. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come this morning praying with a heart of forgiveness, a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, of sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth right now and shake the wicked out of it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the hours of the morning to rejoice right now. We receive your loving kindness every morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Robo Shamare Keshataya. Lord, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let your light break forth in our lives of the morning, oh God. Let your judgments come upon the enemy morning by morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, you're going forth as prepared as the morning. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter, the former rain upon the earth. Amen. Lord, you visit every morning, and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Lord, you awaken us up this morning. But hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation in our life from day to day. We bind the speech aisle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory on this morning. Amen. And forevermore, for we decree and declare that victory belongs to Jesus. Because we belong to Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just help us on today. Lord, we come seeking your help on today, not just for ourselves, but those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for your present help and your help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by faith, according to Galatians 3:13, that we're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We break all generational curse of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command all generational spirits that came into our life during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We break our spoken curse and negative words that have been spoken over our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We break, hallelujah, all spoken curse and negative words spoken over our life by others, including those in authority, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are delivered and set free. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits of operate behind the curse. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you have no legal right to operate in our lives, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command our inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God, through Jesus, our family is blessed. Amen. We renounce our pride inherited from our ancestors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, have your way, oh God. We break all written curse that would affect our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break every time release curse that would activate in our life as we grow older right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this deliverance. We break every curse of Balaam right now that's hired against our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all curse of death spoken by people in authority and in our nation. Amen. Over our nation, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you bless America. Help us, oh, God. Let your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family. Oh, Lord, let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you release your war and angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. And we decree and declare our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Lord, we thank you for answered prayers on today. Father God, we ask, oh God, that you deliver us, oh God, from all evil. Amen. Oh Lord, keep our soul and deliver us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, be pleased, oh Lord, to deliver us and those in our family. May haste, oh God, and deliver us. Deliver us in your righteousness, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, out of the hand of the enemy. Amen. Deliver us, oh God, from our persecutors. Deliver us out of great waters, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Deliver us, oh God, hallelujah, according to your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Deliver us, oh God, from the oppression of man. Amen. Deliver our soul from lying lips and deceitful tongue. Deliver us from our enemies, oh God, and hide us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, surround us with songs of deliverance. Amen. And we just want to say thank you that through your knowledge we are delivered. Amen. Through your wisdom we are delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive miracles of deliverance right now for our lives and those in our family and all that's connected to us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, I ask, oh God, in your blessing that you bless us. And you're multiplying, oh God, that you will multiply us by goodness and by favor, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, restore the hope, oh God, to the life of your children. Restore the joy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let restoration come, oh God. Restore our finances and support, oh God. Restore the ministries, oh God. Restore our businesses. Restore our marriages, oh God. Restore our relationships in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Restore our employment, oh God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you that it is done. Thank you that peace has come and peace is still. Lord, we pray for those that are bereaved, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, as you restore the hope and the joy to that family, oh God, that peace would come and be still, oh God. We call upon you, God, of our comfort, that you would comfort them in their time of loss, oh God. Oh Lord, help and heal their hearts, oh God. Fix that is broken and mend the tear in their souls, oh Lord. We pray for those that are sick and shed in, oh God. We pray and we call upon you, Jehovah, wrath on the Lord who heals and healing may spring forth in their bodies, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to rebuke infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sickness, disease, disorder, syndrome of any kind, abnormal cells and radical cells, abnormal growth and radical growth and cancer out of and away from us and from away from those that are dealing with any type of sickness. Amen. We curse any infection in our bodies and command them to die at the roots and live our body in a normal way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Robo Shamarite Shakai. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be free and declare that it is done. We rebuke right now all abnormal effects and side effects and things and any adverse side effects of anything in our body right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we loose them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, it says in Matthew 18, whatsoever we will bind or loose on earth shall be bound and loosed in heaven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind our viruses, cancers, abnormal cells, abnormal growth, radical growth, lesions of any kind, spasm of any kind, pains of any kind, trauma, shock, sickness, disorders and disease of any kind, afflictions of any kind, infirmities or inflammations of any kind in any part of our bodies, and we bind them. Hallelujah. And we ask you now, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue into our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those in our family, those that are sick, are going to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue, your healing anointing, your miracle anointing into our bodies, oh God, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And we ask you to make, hallelujah, to make us whole, restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, hallelujah, every nerve, every bone in our bodies and their bodies, and bring everything in total alignment, complete alignment the way you created us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies and their bodies, where there is any sickness, disease, infection, viruses, abnormal cells, radical cells, infirmity, or affliction of any kind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everybody, we ask you to fill us now with your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to put the hedge of protection around us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us. But wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come in. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare that we are covered from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every enemy sent our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against us. Amen. Because we have the victory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you bless us and those in our family and loved ones who are not going and coming on to us. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no problems, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes, all that's in our homes, over our vehicles, and every form of transportation that we may take on today of those in our family and loved ones in the body of Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us and it keeps us, it heals us, it delivers us. Amen. Hallelujah. It makes all things new in us and for us. Amen. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the judgment of your word says you shall condemn. And we thank you for it. Father God, we pray for an open heaven on today. Oh Lord, just open up the windows of heaven in your right now and pour our blessings upon your children. And we just want to thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Messiah. We decree that all is well with us in our house and we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for them. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but save. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come over to God some prayer this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Just for the next 30 seconds, just thank him right now. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's begin this worship him. Hallelujah. Tell him how grateful you are. Amen. How thankful you are. Lord, we just thank you when we love your gracious people. We thank you, Lord God, for everything. Thank you for your help. Thank you for turning around. We love you. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. We love you, but you left nothing undone. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your holy name. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. I'm back here in Houston
all
today.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
We drove in on yesterday. Thank God for traveling grace and mercy. So I'm the only one up in the house right now. Look, got a house full. But we thank God we are still here. We're still moving. Amen. We're still breathing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. With so much going on in the world, you just, if you don't take the time out just to thank God, when you know it could have been, it should have been, it would have been, but God, my Lord, my God, because we travel down some of those same roads where some people didn't make it home, amen? But we made it back home to our family. And, you know, we lay down at night and believing that we're going to be get up in the morning. Many have laid down and didn't get back up again. Just so much, amen? Hallelujah. We've overcome sickness. Hallelujah. Just so much to be grateful for. We can ponder on a whole lot of things, but why not ponder on the goodness of the Lord and know that God is able?
Amen.
So good morning, good morning. I come to encourage you on today to keep believing. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep the faith. Amen. Good morning, good morning. We're going to start with Twan. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning, Twan?
Good morning. I'm doing good. I'm blessed and I'm standing in a place of great gratitude, you know, just through it all, through whatever I feel. I know the Holy Spirit is a present help, so I'm just grateful. So I'm doing good this morning.
Amen. Glory to God. So good to hear your voice this morning on the line. Only God has kept you. We just thank God for you, for your commitment, your dedication to be on the line in the morning at 6 a.m. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Minister Learn Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm blessed that cold is breaking, and I just thank God today. I feel myself getting stronger and stronger, and I ask that you would pray for me today that God will continue to give me strength. I got to work late tonight and tomorrow night, but I'm going to still try to make it on the line. So that's what I'm praying for, that I will be able to be on the line. Amen.
Amen. Man, we'll pray right now. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you. Lord, you know the heart of God of your son. You know his intent, oh God, amen. So, Lord, as we come on today, Lord, we just pray that you, Lord, just touch him in a mighty way, oh God. Let him receive supernatural, oh God, to keep on keeping on, oh God, to be in the position that you called him in so that he will truly be blessed by you. Lord, we thank you for the blessing that make you rich and add no sorrow, God. So when you bless him, oh God, it will not bring any headache, oh God, or heartache or stress to his life, oh God, because you give good gifts, amen. And we just want to say thank you that even right now that not only do you hear our prayers, oh God, but you answer our prayers, amen. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen God, oh God, and bless him. Lord, we pray for continued blessings to flow into his life, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will open up the door, oh God, that you will open up the way with seeing no way for your son. Even right now, they may walk in the doors of a screen, oh God. He may have favor, oh God, and good opportunities and good relationships in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible, oh God, that all will see and know that he belongs to you. And we just want to say thank you right now, God. Thank you for your mighty great blessing upon this life. We decree and declare that the blessing of the Lord are running you down and taking you over. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessings are looking for you. Amen. Hallelujah. People are looking for you to bless you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to know him, but God knows him. Amen. I want you to know that God have people in places for you. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare your goodness and the blessing upon the life of your servant, Learn Green, on today. Your minister, Lord, set him afire with your Holy Ghost up like never before. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare all is well, that you are blessed. Amen. You are healed. Amen. You are delivered and you are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you. We thank you, God. Mr. Learn Green. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome, and how you doing this morning? Cousin Kim?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everyone on the line. I am just grateful to be up this morning. I'm traveling to work already this morning. Just grateful to just be here and just thank God for all that are here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I thank God for you and your commitment to be on the line. Amen. At 6 a.m., these 28 days, and today is February 9th. My daughter, Sasha, it's her birthday. Amen. She turned 34 years old on today. They try to send her a message out. Maybe I'm going to call her and holler in the ear if she has. So anyway, glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. Our scripture this morning is going to come out the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 to 31. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 to 31 reads, "For if we sin willingly, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain seal for expectation of judgment and a fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be that worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the spirit of grace? For we know him who said, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." My Lord, my God, I don't know if y'all got that scripture. If you write it down and go back to it and read it for yourself again, it's Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 31. And it is in the heading is "The Just Live by Faith." Hallelujah. when we look at the scripture here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 through 31, when people deliberately reject Christ, Christ's offer of salvation, they reject God's most precious gift. They ignore the leading of the Holy Spirit, the one who communicates to us God's saving love. See, this warning was given to the Jewish Christians who were tempted to reject Christ for Judaism. But it applies to anyone who rejects Christ for something else or having truly understood Christ's atoning work still deliberately turns away from him. See, this warning was given not to threaten us, but to help us realize that we have no other acceptable sacrifice for sin besides the death of Christ on the cross. Someone who deliberately rejects the sacrifice of Christ after clearly understanding the gospel is forsaking the only way to forgiveness and salvation. God has not provided any other name under heaven by which we can be saved. People believe in all different types of religions, and it's very confusing out there. But there's only one way. Only one name by which we can be saved, and that's in the name of Jesus. And understanding how you can insult the Holy Spirit. There's so many people out here, and we just have to have an understanding of this. And what does that mean? You know, how have people insulted the Holy Spirit as the third person of the Trinity? You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit interacts intimately with Christ. So when people scorn the sacrifice of Christ, arrogantly rejecting the Holy Spirit, they cut themselves off from the leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and they lose out on God's forgiveness and God's mercy. This amounts to blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. As we wrap up here in Scripture, the Bible says in verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. My Lord, my God, I'm telling you all, I tell people when I see things that people are doing in this world and people what people are saying and how they are denying Christ as the Son of God, as they deny that there is a God, I'm being so much fierce and, oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Bible says right in Hebrews, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. God has awesome power and delivers terrible punishment. When you think about, we have not begun to see the wrath of God, even when hurricanes come and tornadoes and storms and earthquakes and just, oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God, come on. I'm just like, are they serious? These words give us a glimpse into the holiness of God. He rules over all with unlimited power and perfect justice. He will do as he promises. God reserves his judgment for those who have rejected his mercy. It's available. It is available for all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For them falling to God's hand will be a dreadful experience, y'all. Their excuses will have run out. It'll be too late. Too late that they will discover that they were wrong. For those who accept Christ's love and his salvation, however, the coming judgment is no cause to worry. Being saved through his grace, they have nothing to fear. Who are they? I'm talking about we the saved. We the believers. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name this morning. We thank you. By grace that we are saved and we receive and we believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son to save us. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless the readers and hearers and most of all the doers of your word. And we pray that we be the doers of the word of the Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ, Father God, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we have our prayer petition. If you have any prayer petition, amen. We would like to touch and agree with you on today. According to the words that come out of your mouth, that's your petition on this morning. Amen. God bless you, Twan. Go ahead.
Yes. I ask that my prayer petition for today is that God will send his angels just to be a hedge of protection over my mind. And to give me the strength in this season to just push forward. I don't want to have an idle mind. I want to be able to overcome, that, to be in his steadfast in his word and, you know, in his living word. And for it to energize me, revive me, and to feed me so that I'm full from that alone. So I thank God for that, and I believe that he will bring me through, and I believe that I am protected and I am set free. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we just touch and agree. Lord, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we can come together on today knowing that there's power in agreement. So, Lord, every prayer petition that left the mouth of your daughter, your servant, oh God, your minister, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, according to thy will, Father God, even right now, that it would be so in her life, oh God, to seek you the more, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would give her the strength, oh God, that she would continually seek you in the name of Jesus Christ of that. Lord, we pray for divine positioning, oh God, for her life, oh God. We pray for her mind on today, that you would sanctify her mind and thoughts, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around her mind and thoughts, oh God, helping her to keep her mind stayed on you, that her thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let her not be tempted by the world or worldly conversation of people or things of this world, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let her be fixated on you and your word, oh God. And thus said the Lord, amen. Oh, Lord, that you would believe your report over me. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you increase the anointing on her life, oh God. Let her receive fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh anointing, oh God, fresh revelation, fresh manna. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, touch her eyes, touch her ears, oh God. Touch her mouth, touch her feet, oh God. Touch her hands, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that she will run the ways of your commandment, oh God, that she will not veer to the left or to the right, oh God, but she will keep straight, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless your holy name, and we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we touch and agree on today. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Twan.
Amen. Love you.
Amen. Love you too. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. I know we've prayed already, but did you have any prayer that you want to petition where we could touch and agree on today?
Yes, I haven't spoken to my mother in a couple of days. I just thinking about it, just praying that God would bless her in her finances. I have been sending her money as much as I can. And I know that I'm going to probably check on her tomorrow. We'll probably talk on the phone tomorrow. But I just want to just pray that God would. I just want to pray that God would bless her and just help her where she won't have to struggle so hard. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That he would touch the hearts of my other two sisters, that they would help out. I know one sister does, but one sister doesn't.
Yes. Well, yes. We touch and agree on today, oh gracious Lord. We come before you with your son, Lord. Lord, we come combining our faith together, trust you for a mighty move in the life of his mother, oh God. And we just pray even right now, oh Lord, that you would just bless, oh God, with spiritual wealth, oh God, that you would, oh Lord, even bless our finances, oh God. Lord, we know that you're God and loves to give good gifts to your children. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let there be no lack, oh God. Oh Lord, let any financial struggle, oh God, let it come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, touch the hearts, oh God, of other children, oh God, amen, to be able to help and pour into their mother, oh God, that there will be no more financial struggle, oh God. Oh Lord, deliver from any stresses, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you, oh Lord, touch her right now, God, that she may receive supernatural strength, oh God. Let peace be a portion, let joy overtake her right now. Let every need be met as we call upon you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, amen. And we decree and declare that you are her provider. We decree and declare that there's no lack, oh God, that every need is met even right now.
now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that the struggle has come to an end. Amen. We decree and declare that the blessing of the Lord make her rich and add no sorrow. That blessing will run her down right now and take her over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she won't have room with all the blessings that you're pouring out into her life, oh God. That she has to give something away. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for the overflow of blessing in the life of your daughter Connie Norman on today. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Lord,
we pray, oh God, that you will heal every breach, every part of her body, oh God. Let healing spring forth. Amen. Make her new, make her whole, oh God. Make her better. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And bless your holy name, Father God, as she is out today, oh God, on the school bus with the children, oh God. Oh Lord, surprise her with our favor on today. Let us find favor, God. Amen. With mankind. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Let your heavenly protection be around us. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And we believe to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Lord. Amen. I believe her. Cousin Kim is at work right now. Minister Learn, we thank God for you. God bless you. Cousin Kim, are you at work right now? Amen. Normally when she gets to work, she's not able to talk. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. Thank God for you. We pray that you have a blessed day in the Lord and every need be met and every situation concerning you and your family, that God will divinely intervene and turn it all around for your good. May peace be on your job, peace in your home. Amen. May peace just overtake you. May you just be filled with the peace of God and will not be moved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just ask that we continue to pray for my husband and pray for our situation here, that God will turn it all around for his good. I am trusting God for the turnaround. I am trusting God for the more. I'm trusting God for the miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. That it will look like God, not like man. Amen. That all will know there's a miracle sent by God. So today I just want to pray and lift up my husband, that the joy of the Lord will just continue to be with him, the peace of God. Amen. That God will open up doors, no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Pray that God will bless the business that we have, the trucking business. We have a dump truck that we've been having for about 3 years, I believe. Just praying that God will get that business back and going, and the finances will come. Amen. We decree and declare restoration of all things, even in my business with good comedy productions. Amen. That God will bless it abundantly and exceedingly over all that I could ever ask. And amen. So I just thank God for it right now, and I pray for the peace of our children and all of us as children. Amen. Their peace and God's hedge of protection be around our children, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare no lack, no setbacks, no missed opportunities. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you command an increase on our storehouses. Amen. That we have more than enough. Amen. Hallelujah. That we bursting out. Amen. And we have to give some of it away because it's too much. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, for we know, Father God, that you're God of increase. Amen. You're God of more than enough. You're able to do more than we could ever expect. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We receive it by faith. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Give me just one moment here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Amen. So right now, what I'm going to do is go ahead and have our prayer. I'm just going to close up here in prayer. Amen. See if y'all still here with me. Give me just one moment so I can get to you. Amen. Can you still hear me, Tawan?
Yes.
Amen. We've got a visitor here, and I know y'all can hear him. A little cat just came from outside, and he's a, what do you call him? He's not our cat, I guess he is. His mom dropped him off at about 2 months old. I think he came over about a month, and he's been stuck here for 7 months, and he thinks we're his family. Yeah. So he's at the door. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to pray as we
close up here just thanking God for all that God is doing. I'm excited. You know, when the enemy thinks he's won, I got to show him, devil, you a lie. You know, and stand in faith and trusting God. I'm excited about the testimony that is coming forth. Amen. That's what you call walking in expectation and expecting God to do it. Amen. Expecting God to do it. Hallelujah. I think you want to eat breakfast. Glory to God. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the set time that you've allowed us to come each and every morning. And, Lord, we're just trusting you for the more, even right now, God. Lord, we're believing, oh, God, in all things, for all things, because, God, you're God that is able, amen, for all things are in your hand, for we are in your hand, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you on today, oh, God, for your miracle working power, God. We thank you that even right now that you're moving, things are moving in our favor, God. We thank you that every curse has been sent our way, that you turn it around to be a blessing, amen. We thank you for everything that the enemy has set out for evil, God, that you turn it all around for our good. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you, God. We come asking, oh, God, for more of you and less of ourselves, oh, God. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God, to walk according to your ways and your commandments. Amen. Lord, we bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh, God. Oh, Lord, it is our delight, oh, God. Hallelujah. To do what you've called us to do, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you will help us, oh, God, to fulfill every assignment, oh, God, that you've placed in our sin, oh, God. Leaving nothing undone, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Put aside our desires, oh God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare right now that we are in Christ and we are anointed and a powerful people of God, amen. That we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ and we're more than a conqueror. We're a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessing, amen. If God be for us, who could be against us, amen. That we're blessed coming in and blessed going out, hallelujah. Our enemies are fleeing before us. God is commanding his blessing on our storehouse, amen. We have, hallelujah, he has opened his good treasures and we shall lend and not borrow, amen. We're the head and not the tail, amen. We're on top and not beneath. He has given us power to make wealth. We dwell in a secret place. We have protection and provision. Amen. God is our refuge, our fortress. Amen. We will not be afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall us. And no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Amen. God has given his angels charge over us. And they are bearing us up in their hands. Lest we dash our foot against a stone. As declared in Psalm 91. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and 9 established that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a procure your person, call out of darkness up and see its marvelous light. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and 24 states that we have been healed of Jesus, cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, high sickness, affliction, infections, or any other diseases cannot enter our bodies. Amen. We are without spot or blemish and in excess of the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem and that peace will be within prosperity in their house according to Psalm 122, verse 69. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Amen. That we are blessed because you, Heavenly Father, have blessed us. We decree and declare that every prayer that went forth on today, all that was petitioned on the mouth of your children, that we are your children, that it is. And we thank you for it. Father God in heaven, you are the faithful God, the covenant-keeping God. You keep covenant loyalty to 1,000 generations. We have a covenant with you through the blood of Jesus Christ to provide salvation, forgiveness, and blessing to our lives. You promise, oh God, you promise Abraham that through his seed, all families of the earth will be blessed. Jesus is the promised seed, and through him, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our families are blessed. Amen. We come before you on behalf of our family on this morning, and we ask for your salvation, protection, deliverance, and healing to manifest in our families. We pray for anyone in our family who is not in covenant with you to be drawn to you by your spirit and to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
We pray for covenant blessings to come to our families. Amen. That our families would benefit from covenant blessings. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon our family. Let your love, kindness, and tender mercy be over us. Let your grace and favor be upon our families, oh, Lord. Let our families in this generation be blessed. And let generations to come walk in covenant with you and be blessed. Amen. Lord, save our families. Lord, let your word come to every family member and let them believe. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We bind and rebuke every demon that has been assigned to our family members to prevent them from receiving salvation. Lord, let salvation come to our households. Amen. Let our households be like the household of Obed and Edom. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that our family is waiting for your salvation, oh Lord. Our family hopes for the salvation of the Lord, and we do his covenant, hallelujah, his commandments. And we thank you, Lord God, that our eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord for our family. We decree and declare all is well with families, amen, because we believe that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer, every prayer that went forth and every petition, we seal it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. It is well with my soul. It is well with our soul. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We stand in faith. And we thank you for, Lord, for increasing our faith on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on and sit and praise. If you get ready to close out on the line this morning. Amen. This new day. Amen. God bless y'all. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to, if there's anything you'd like to say, please do so. Not to say amen. Fawn, go ahead.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Learn.
All is well. Amen, amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim is at work, so God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you all. I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning. I'm just looking forward to each day. You know, just thanking God for each day and God's newness in my life. Amen. Just keep me lifted up in prayer. Tonight I will be doing some stand-up comedy for an event for a constable that's running for office. And so they have booked me to come out and do some comedy. So, yeah, just keep me in prayer that I'd be extremely funny, you know, hilariously funny tonight. Jokes come freely flowing, you know, punchline after punchline. Like, oh, she's hilarious. They will open up a way for more bookings. Amen. I can get booked up. Everybody's going to be in the kitchen for their up and coming events. They declare that this is an open door, a blessed door, an opportunity, good opportunities. Amen. In the name of Jesus, good relationships. Hallelujah. So I am planning on being funny, okay, hilariously funny on tonight. Good morning to God. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the freedom that God has given to every one of us. Amen. The freedom to reach your divine destiny personally, spiritually, physically, professionally, on every level. May God cause you to reach the high, because it is your destiny in the Lord as an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. I love you and I thank God for you. I have a blessed day in the Lord until we meet again on tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Be safe, man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me live. lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time, one time.